Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
Big O, I heard a Holocaust survivor is offering DeSean Jackson a tour of Nazi death camps. Maybe that should open his mind. You know, Rosendo, if he does it, I kind of feel he's doing it for PR purposes. At this point, I don't want to hear from DeSean Jackson anymore. At this point, I don't want to hear from Steven Jackson. You know what? I could play the audio for you, the last three videos of Steven Jackson, but his ignorance and DeSean's ignorance is just something that I have no time for. You know what I mean? I had a guy yesterday on Twitter, and I'll put up the tweet for you. I'll tell you exactly what was said. Because yesterday, did you guys notice that at the beginning of the game, they had, MLS is back, but they had the MLS is black. And then they had the Black Lives Matter, and they had guys kneeling and raising fists. And they had it for several minutes. So a guy tweets at me and says, "One night of sports, man. That's all I wanted. One night. No politics, no issues, just sports." So I go to him. "One night I would like no abuse of women, no starving children, no one die of disease, no one die of COVID, no police brutality, no anti-Semitism, no war, no hate. You want sports? I want a better world." I just wonder with people now, why are you so bothered about social injustice? Why are you so bothered if somebody is fighting for the right to be treated equally? I don't get that. Why are you against a group of individuals that have been severely abused for 400 years, even enslaved, okay? Because none of us can say the same thing. We weren't enslaved in this country. No white person's enslaved. Cubans weren't enslaved in this country. Puerto Ricans aren't enslaved. How about you Irish people? You've been enslaved in this country?
No.
Okay. I'm just saying. I just want you people to know that those of you that seem so bothered by it, I just think you're racist. I really do. It's like, why would it bother you to fight for what's right? And so
that's what we're supposed to do as Americans, man, equality.
We're supposed to do it as humanity, bro. By the way, the world is getting behind this movement because it's not just this country that is
But I'm saying the Bill of Rights, one of the first, all men are created equal.
No, I know what you're saying.
It's like that was
But I want totality, bro. I want totality. I don't want just this country. I want the world. And what I love is that the protests are going on in Mexico and in Paris,
yes,
and in
it's
London.
It's not just isolated to us.
Exactly, because the black individual has been abused everywhere, dude.
No, and especially
and so it's
a
really,
lot of the soccer players said it. Soccer is one of the most racist sports
definitely.
Of all of them.
Oh, there's no
and
doubt.
And for them to not use it as a platform, considering that dynamic, how can you say that?
Anybody Latin knows how racist Latin people can be, okay? We all know it. So that's the part I don't understand. When somebody, like, dude, it's a couple minutes before the game. It's not happening during the game. You know what I mean? So if it bothers you, then tune in when the game starts. Put it a record and fast forward until the game starts, and that's it. But the people that are openly complaining like it bothers you, how can it bother you? Shouldn't it bother you that people get abused? Shouldn't it bother you that children are starving? Shouldn't it bother you that children are getting mistreated and sexually abused? Shouldn't it bother you that women are getting abused? Shouldn't it bother you that there's anti-Semitism? Shouldn't it bother you that there's racism? Shouldn't it bother you that it's police brutality? What bothers you is somebody kneeling?
I guess it's too much to ask to be humane. humane.
What bothers you is the fight for equality? It's like the weirdest thing in the world. We should be enraged by the hate. That's what we should be enraged by. Instead, we have a bunch of people that are motivated by hate. They are inspired by hate. They want to divide with hate. That's what we got. That's what you're battling. It's a dynamic that I can't understand. I got to tell you, it's just one that leaves me scratching my head. You know, there was a reporter. I'll give you an example. There was a reporter last night watching the soccer game, and he tweets out something incredibly insensitive when the player Andres Reyes got injured, okay, by what's it called?
Dwyer.
By Dwyer. Thank you. There's a reporter named Drew Pels, okay? So he takes a picture of Reyes on the stretcher, right? And this is, here's the picture. There he is on the stretcher, okay? Right? And then the writing says, this is a real, quote, I can't breathe moment, not one manufactured by the media. Thoughts and prayers. Hope Reyes is okay. Well, his employer saw that and fired him, like he should. Why? Because you know, it's like, okay, so we made it up that George Floyd can't breathe. We made it up that the guy was choking with a knee on his neck. That you're racist, Drew Pels. You're racist. Because none of this is manufactured. This is real life. Real life is watching what you saw yesterday on social media, a burning building, and a woman has to throw her three-year-old off the third floor, and a man catches the three-year-old. The mother died, by the way, in the fire. She had to throw her child out the window, out the balcony, in order to save the child. Okay, and by the way, I'd be remiss if I did not mention Phillip Banks, okay? Former football player is the man that caught that baby. That guy's a hero, dude. That guy's a stud. I mean, he caught that baby. And let me tell you, if you listen to the audio, Phillip Banks says, and he's 1,000% right. He goes, I had to step in because the guy that was next to me didn't look like he was going to, you know, be able to do it. And sure enough, if you watch that video, that other guy was completely going to punk out. Seriously, he was going to allow that kid to thump, like fall on the ground. But that's humanity. That's about caring. That was a black man saving a white baby. Okay? But that's what we have to do in this world. Okay? It's about doing what's right, not what's wrong. Okay? And what Steven Jackson is doing is wrong. What DeSean Jackson is doing is wrong. Okay? A lot of times what the president does is wrong. You know, being divisive is not something that's going to help us at all in this world. So, and that's the problem. We have hate, we have racism, we have bias, and they come in all shapes and sizes, all colors, all nationalities, all sexes. But those are the people that we either, we're evolving at a slow pace, but we're evolving. And eventually, they're really loud and they're a smaller group, but they're getting smaller as the years go on. You know what I mean? I don't know what's going to be left of our earth 100 years from now after we've torn it up so much. But I will say this. I think maybe 100 years from now, maybe we might be a hell of a lot more accepting of others. You know what I mean? But as long as we have the people out there in different parts, whether it's politics or sports or society, spewing hate and trying to divide people, you know, that's, and then you have the folks that actually believe what they're saying and then they follow suit. Now, the good thing is, again, they are the minority. Okay. And I'm sure it'll be proven next year in the voting. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, not next year.
Well,
November.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I mean,
right
they,
down the.
But what I'm saying is when they put them in the White House.
Yes. There's, and people need to show up if they really want to see a change.
Yeah. I just, it's just, to me, it's just the weirdest thing in the world is when I see people outraged by trying to fight for what's right.
Were you. It's like where you put it all.
The guy yesterday, oh, I just one night. Bro, you got your sports. What are you talking about? And it bothered you. Oh, I get it. It bothers you black guys are nailing. And it was all white guys and Latins and black guys. But I'm just saying that it's about the black race, right? And so that guy was bothered by that. That's what it is. Let me explain to you guys something, okay? I'm just going to go on the male side of this. If we had a whole bunch of penthouse playmates, okay, for the first couple of minutes they delayed the game and they wanted to, I don't know, kneel in lingerie, nobody would say anything. Women would call us sexist, but they call us that anyways because that's what we are. We're pigs. But oh, somebody kneels because they're trying to fight for, you know, what's right in this country. Oh, no, that's taken away from my entertainment. What are you talking about, dude? Every time I heard some guy tell me, well, I don't want no kneeling in my football game. There's no kneeling in your football game, dude. That's pregame. Okay? That's the national anthem. All right? Just, dude, show up on kickoff. That's all. Hey, honey, tell me when kickoff starts. They're about to kick it off. Now run to the living room in there. You don't have to deal with any of the pregame stuff. Your racist ass doesn't have to put up with it. That's all. It's amazing to me that that's what bothers you. When that happens, it's just, I'm floored.
If the girls were in lingerie, baffled. People would be upset that it was only 10 minutes.
That's right.
They'd want it longer.
That's right.
Delay that game for an hour.
Yeah. No, I don't want a ring girl in between the rounds telling me the rounds. I don't need a tall, sexy woman telling me it's round four. But I bet you if in between rounds somebody came up and started talking about the Black Lives Movement for like 20 seconds, people would lose it. Or if he just goes into the middle of the ring for 30 seconds and kneels. Can you imagine if boxing did that? He kneels with the card for the round. Okay? It says BLM on one side of the card, and on the other side it says round two. We'd have people complaining, but we got a blonde with an incredible set of cans walking around going round six, and everybody's like, yeah, yeah. We had drunk-ass Dolphin Denny. Go, Dolphins. I mean, it was as lame as it got. God bless him. Rest in peace, Dolphin Denny. He did look like he was wasted. He was so red. It looked like he had finished like four flasks before he started. But anyway, my point is, we never complain about any of the other stuff that's kind of stupid that goes on. Let me tell you something. One of the dumbest things that goes on in sports, and I hate it, is watching people shoot T-shirts into the crowd and four idiots fighting for the T-shirt landing on an eight-year-old. But no, let's not have anybody kneeling. No, that bothers me. Go, Dolphins. Oh, please. 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, you can also reach out to me on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. Yes, sir?
It's going to be watered down compared to where you were at, but a couple people said it yesterday. Everything that Steven Jackson had said prior was right. It was good. And then he goes there and totally undermines everything that right. he had done.
Right. But like I said,
you know, it just,
but like I said, don't allow the movement. don't allow you to get deterred from the movement because we have people that are ignorant and people that are throwing you off. We have to fight. We have to fight for black people. We can't listen to the craziness of Deshaun Jackson. Okay? We can't listen to the president calling it an evil organization. You understand? We have to stay on track on what's right. Okay? What's right is fighting anti-Semitism. What's right is fighting for equality for the LGBT community. What's right is fighting for women. What's right is fighting for the black community. What's wrong is spewing hate in any way, shape, or form. And that's our problem. We can't allow the people that are spewing hate to stop us from doing what's right. Because we got a lot of battles ahead, man. We got a lot of battles, and the only way we're going to win them is together. And that's why you're watching the world come together on this. And so that bond is getting stronger and stronger and stronger, and the demand to do what's right is getting stronger. I mean, we've talked about changing the Redskins' name. People have talked about it over and over. People have talked about the definition of Redskins and what it stands for and everything for years. But it took the George Floyd situation to finally put everybody over the top. Because notice, it's the Black Lives Movement, right? But that's about Indians. So now we're fighting for what's right for Indians. And that's awesome. And then the next battle that comes, we're going to use the same emotion we're using for Black Lives Movement, what we just did for the Indians, and whatever's next. And if it's this piggish woman that was with Epstein, then let's go. And let's get her to talk and keep her alive, because obviously there's some powerful people that want to take her out too. Okay? I don't know who they are exactly, but you know there's some powerful people there. So all of these things are coming to a head, man, on doing what's right. And no, we're not going to look the other way anymore. You know, when you're watching somebody get abused out in the street, now there's a chance that people will step in. Before, hey, it doesn't affect me. I'm not doing anything. I'm not touching it.